Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Seth Grove of the 196th Legislative District in York County. Representative Grove, welcome to this first report to your constituents.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to provide multifaceted way to communicate and let constituents know in the 196th District what's happening in state government.
And speaking of what's happening in state government, there's a new House session, a new General Assembly in Harrisburg, and I understand that there are some new rules specifically for the House that will help to address some ethical considerations that people have raised in the past.
Yeah, kind of unique on swearing-in day. A little-known vote we take that day is on the House rules, and they kind of guide and dictate what we can and can't do throughout the two-year session. Having had some issues in the House the past 2 years, we had a representative from Philadelphia who was convicted as a felon. It was a sealed verdict. It was later released and they had won election. To try to clear up some of those ethics issues, we strengthened our ethics committee to provide more oversight, ensure that members on the ethics committee have tools available to adjudicate members who have ethical violations in an appropriate method, as well as trying to remove the hard issues of the ethics from campaign politics. What was happening is individuals, for campaign reasons, were filing unfounded ethics violations against members and going back and saying, oh, they have pending ethics violations. So it stops that during the 60 days of elections to ensure that system isn't being manipulated for political gain and making sure we have legitimate ethics violations. It also allows the ethics committee to make recommendations between expulsion, censorship, different charges or different actions the House can take to ensure that each member elected holds up to the most ethical standards of their duties and their solemn oath to their constituents to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the Commonwealth. So it was some big changes. It was very exciting to see us take more active approach to dealing with ethics in the House.
Well, besides a new session, we've just had a new Pennsylvania Farm Show just wrap up this week. I understand you were over there. Who'd you get to see? What were your experiences like?
Yeah, I love the Farm Show. It's the best example of the breadth and scope of Pennsylvania agriculture, from timber and wood to farm and crop procurement. So it's a great opportunity to enjoy one of the original traditions and industries. First and foremost, you got to get the food. It's just excellent. The milkshakes, the cubes of cheese, crusted tilapia is one of my favorites. So just going over there and eating and enjoying kind of the food aspect. I enjoy taking my boys, my family over there just to see the animals. They love petting the rabbits. They love seeing the ducks go up and down the slides. There's tons of shopping. There's tons of food vendors for those 21 and older. They have great Pennsylvania wines that they showcase and you can get sampling from. So it's a great experience. They have all kinds of events and it's great to walk around and run into your constituents, particularly FFA members and the youth who are showing animals from goats to rabbits to ducks, of course, cows and pigs. I was able to recognize Kyle Livingston, a constituent with the Ag Scholarship. So I was able to join Senator Mike Regan in congratulating our youth on some outstanding academic work to be able to get those scholarships. So all around, it's a great showcase of Pennsylvania agriculture across the Commonwealth. So it's just great. The entire event is free to go and enjoy Pennsylvania agriculture and everything that entails.
Representative Grove, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Seth Grove.